Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition, I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Rowan County School officials have given approval for students to repeat the 2021 school year. Meanwhile, the Carter County Board of Education voted against the supplemental year. Sunrise Children's Services could end their services based on a contract dispute. The state Supreme Court has lifted most COVID restrictions for the court system. The search for a new superintendent for Fayette County Schools continues. The state will keep the enhanced federal unemployment benefit for now. In sports, a former assistant basketball coach is facing federal extortion charges. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 59. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Rowan County school officials have given their approval, allowing students who requested to repeat the 2020 school year to do so. Senate Bill 128 is a new state law that allows Kentucky school districts to choose whether or not to offer students the chance to repeat or supplement classes that were interrupted by the pandemic. Rowan County Superintendent John Maxey says 47 students requested a do-over year. He recommended the board approve the requests at this week's board meeting.
We analyzed those. We've looked at them. I've had principals meet with each of those families. We feel like that it's a very doable thing here in the county. It won't impact our schools in a negative way. We're able to handle everything.
Maxey says the requests were spread out evenly over the district schools and grade levels. Under Senate Bill 128, the district had to either approve or deny all requests for the supplemental school year. The Carter County Board of Education voted Monday against approving the supplemental school year as provided for under Senate Bill 128. In total, 7 seniors and 4 sophomores from West Carter High School, 1 fourth grade student at Heritage Elementary, and 1 third grader at Olive Hill Elementary had requested the supplemental year. The board, however, had to approve all requests or none. They could not choose to approve some requests and deny others. According to the Carter County Times, during the public comment period, several parents and students spoke up about why they wanted the opportunity for a supplemental year. Board member Rachel Fankel said students had the opportunity to attend school in person during the current year, but chose not to do so. The board approved amended virtual options requirement for the 2021-22 school year, rather than allowing all students to apply for the Carter Virtual Academy. Only students with an approved medical condition will be allowed to opt out of in-person instruction and choose a virtual learning environment. Sunrise Children's Services could end their services based on a contract dispute. The dispute could cause the company to stop providing adoption and foster care services next month. Kentucky Republicans believe it's because Sunrise does not want to abandon their religious beliefs, while Governor Andy Beshear says federal law is being followed. Auditor Mike Harmon tells WKYT he, along with constitutional office holders, is urging the governor to keep the relationship with Sunrise.
You can't discriminate against people of faith. You know, sadly, it seems like the governor over the last year or so has been discriminating against people of faith multiply, you know, like when he sent out the state police to check out churches.
Beshear says he hopes the health cabinet and Sunrise can come to an agreement. The contract must be signed by June 30th. Kentucky's Supreme Court has lifted most of the COVID-19 restrictions for the state's court system. The announcement from Chief Justice of Kentucky John Minton came yesterday, ending restrictions for employees, elected officials, and those entering court facilities across the Commonwealth effective immediately. Spectrum News reports the move allows in-person access to court facilities for anyone with business before the courts, except those who have symptoms of, have tested positive for, or have been exposed to the virus. Most restrictions for jury trials have been lifted as well, but continuances, postponements, and recusals for attorneys, parties, and jurors who are sick or at an increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19 are required. Businesses are starting to make decisions on whether customers and employees need to require proof of if they are vaccinated. On Tuesday night, the Louisville Bar Association hosted a Know Your Rights COVID Vaccine chat on Zoom, which was streamed on Facebook Live. They answered many questions about the vaccine, including employers and employees' rights regarding the vaccine. Demetrius Holloway is an attorney at Stites and Harbison. He tells Wave 3 News it's hard for employers to ask guests to prove they're vaccinated.
Got to be one of two things. Either they're going to show that they have it, or you're going to have to follow what they're currently saying to do in a public place, like if you are not, not vaccinated.
These are types of rules businesses are having to think about as restrictions are scheduled to be lifted in June. A coalition of 44 states' attorneys general, including Kentucky, is urging Facebook to abandon its plans to launch a version of Instagram for children under age 13. The group contends using social media can be detrimental to children's health and that kids aren't equipped to navigate the challenges. Dr. Terry Brooks is with Kentucky Youth Advocates. In addition to parents, he says state leaders should carefully monitor emerging social media technology aimed at kids.
We are so glad that Kentucky's Attorney General joined with those other 43 attorneys general to try to stand up for kids against the absolute profiteering incentive that Facebook is bringing to the table.
In a Pew Research Center survey last summer, 71% of parents of children under age 12 said they are somewhat concerned their child might spend too much time in front of screens. The Fayette County School Board has received recommendations from its superintendent screening committee, but the name isn't being made public just yet. The district has been searching for a new leader since the unexpected death of former Superintendent Manny Calk in December. This month, the screening committee has been reviewing leading contenders for the position and passed along their recommendations to the board in a closed session on Monday. Those in the running will be notified over the course of the week, and their names will go public on May 24th ahead of the regular board meeting. Board Chair Tyler Murphy says the board will also announce dates and times when members of the public can meet the finalists in a virtual community forum.
And we certainly want the community to continue to stay engaged and provide feedback when that opportunity comes.
The new superintendent is expected to be on the job at the start of the 2021-2022 school year. Kentucky will keep the $300 enhanced federal unemployment benefit in place for now, despite concerns that the dollars could be contributing to a slower-than-expected job market. Governor Andy Beshear argues the extra unemployment dollars are pumping about roughly $34 million into the Kentucky economy every week, with recipients spending the lion's share on groceries and retail. Beshear says halting those benefits could have big-picture consequences.
An immediate termination of those extra benefits would hurt our economy and hurt a lot of groups, restaurants and others that have suffered during this pandemic. It would put a shock through our system, and it could threaten the way that our recovery is going.
Yet he said the benefits should not go on forever, and the state has to, quote, thread the needle of both ensuring a sustained recovery while getting people back into the workforce. More than a dozen states, including Ohio and Tennessee, are opting out of the federal benefit early in response to labor shortages. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will oppose legislation to create a commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
Modeled after the investigation into the September 11th, 2001 attacks, the bill would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations for securing the Capitol and preventing another insurrection. The panel would have to issue a final report by December 31st. McConnell's opposition comes a day after he said he was open to the bill. On Tuesday, McConnell questioned whether the panel's work would interfere with the hundreds of criminal cases stemming from the January 6th attack, in which rioters brutally beat police, broke in through windows and doors, and hunted for lawmakers as they fled. The votes in the House and Senate will expose divisions in the party, as some Republicans have said they think an independent review is necessary. The Biden administration said that it supports the legislation and that the American people deserve a full and fair accounting of the insurrection. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
Two Republican congressmen fear hyperpoliticization will mean unfair treatment for some of the suspects in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has the story.
Republican Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey joined Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy in outlining their concerns in a May 13th letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. The Louisville Courier-Journal reports that on the day of the riot, the threat posed by the crowd concerned Massey enough he grabbed his gun and barricaded himself and a few staffers in his office in the Capitol complex. Now Massey says he's concerned about prosecutorial overreach as more than 400 people across the country now face federal charges for the attack on the Capitol following the pro-Trump rally. In the letter, Massey and Roy claim they had, quote, reports federal prosecutors can't make plea deals without permission from, quote, political appointees at the Department of Justice, but the letter doesn't cite the reports or name the political appointees. So far, federal prosecutors have reached one plea deal with a suspect and have reportedly offered plea deals to more defendants. Massey and Roy also questioned some of the tactics of federal agents in the arrests and raids of suspects, and they asked Garland to brief Congress by May 30th on the issue. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.
And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, a former assistant basketball coach with the University of Louisville is facing federal extortion charges. ESPN reports 64-year-old Dino Gaudio has been charged with interstate communication with intent to extort. The accusations against Gaudio stem from an in-person meeting with Louisville officials in March. He is accused of threatening to report allegations of NCAA violations to the media unless the university paid his salary for an additional 17 months or provided an equivalent lump sum. Gaudio was threatening to release recruitment videos which show graduate assistants being used in practice. He also allegedly sent a text message to U of L personnel containing one of the videos he was threatening to release. Federal sentencing guidelines say the charge is punishable by up to 2 years in prison, with probation optional. And taking a look at your region's weather forecast, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 59. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. And for your Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Cassidy Stearman, Jonathan Burton, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.